Hey, I'm Jonathan Miller, and this is the Housing Helix Podcast. I'm a real estate appraiser, analyst, and blogger based in New York who is interested in pretty much anything related to housing with an analytical bent. The Housing Helix is the real estate conversation in long form with information, analysis, and commentary, as well as insights from housing-related experts that have something interesting to share. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. I hope you enjoy it.
I think there are two key ways to look at or to measure the health of a housing market. One is looking at sales activity or transactions. One is looking at price levels, price trends. The ultimate goal is to have the reader, after looking at the research, come away with a better, a more informed or accurate comfort level as to the state of the housing market at that moment in time. While everybody is striving, I think, and could argue that a lot of reporting that's put out there on the market is providing more transparency, but I contend that in many ways it is actually confusing the consumer more than ever, because we get this seesaw of reporting every month that seems to contradict the prior month, and I don't think we're any better off at understanding where we are. So what I set out to do was to try to create something that would be a better barometer for the state of the housing market. And as an independent market analyst for RBI, Real Estate Business Intelligence, which is the data and research arm of MRS, which is the largest MLS, multiple listing service in the United States, I set out to create an index that we could release every month that would give a better state of where we are, what's going on. And when you look at the two key metrics, which are sales and prices, I've always, through my 25 years of experience, always seen sales activity as a leading indicator over price trends. And then if you can go one step better and look at contract activity versus closed activity, you're leading by another couple of months. And if you're looking at pricing, if you look at nationally over the course of time, sales activity in a general sense tends to lead pricing by at least a year. So what we've done is zeroed in on a metric that I think is the most timely, which would be pending sales. And you have to remember that a pending sale is a signed contract between a buyer and seller. So at the moment the contract is signed, that is what we call meeting of the minds. That's when the market is established and you get thousands of those transactions together and you develop a trend of where the market is going. And that's what we've done in the RBI Pending Home Sale Index for both Baltimore Metro and the Washington, D.C. metro area. Those studies are released on the 10th of each month. And the advantage of them is, first of all, they're tracking contract activity, the number of transactions, which I feel leads pricing and obviously leads closed sales activity. It captures seasonality, which most of the metrics presented on a national level that provide a local sub-market analysis, seasonality completely skews the process, especially when we went through the last couple of years of this volatility and turmoil from created by the stimulus, the credit crunch, et cetera, that you're actually getting, you're being in many ways can be misled by the way that the adjustments are done. So I strip away all that and we go right to the raw information, what is happening. I think most people in the housing market, whether you're a consumer or you're a real estate professional, realize that there's seasons in housing, and it's generally, I'd characterize it as a two-hump camel, where you're looking at spring and fall as sort of the periods of peak pricing and activity, and we're going to see that in the indexes that we've provided for these two market areas. The other thing is that a number of the other indexes out there basically erase or remove seasonality, which in my view then doesn't properly characterize the housing market that we're looking at. And I think the most important element to all this, whether we're just looking at pricing, we're looking at closed sales and other indexes out there, that they lag the market as much as 4 to 5 months. So when we have a discussion today using the RBI index, we're lagging the market by about 10 days. when we're looking at a pricing metric, in many cases, the indexes out there lag the market by 4 to 5 months. And I have to question how useful that is to the consumer. So stay tuned. We're going to be adding other reporting features going forward, but this is a core tool I think that will help everybody in the market served by MRS have a better gauge and be able to make more informed decisions about the real estate market they work and live in.
That's it for this edition of the Housing Helix podcast. As always, you can send comments and recommend guests to my email address, jmiller@millersamuel.com. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. So until next time, I'm Jonathan Miller, and thanks for listening to the Housing Helix podcast.